Okay, this is an interview for Mr. David Webb, who was a steel worker, an engineering worker in the 1970s. Hello, Mr. Webb.
Hello.
Right, well, I'm here today to just ask you a little bit about what was it like in the 1970s? How did you feel about your work and such like?
It was good. Got plenty of work. Putting food on the table. Money in my pocket, money in my mother's.
Did you, was there much work?
I had plenty.
You had plenty. What was it like in Rotherham at the time? Can you remember?
Brilliant. Shops galore. It were good to go round Rotherham. It were a good place to be.
Yeah. What exactly did you do for your job?
I was a fettler. I went moulders and made a specific thing. I used to take flash off with an electric grinder.
Right.
That's just to smooth it, that's all.
Right. What was it for exactly?
It were a mounting for a anchor for a ship.
So it was tied to shipbuilding?
Yeah.
So.
But that weren't the main thing.
Right.
Just for ships. We did a lot of things. We did a lot of things for Newton Chambers. But majority did actually go to Newcastle.
So it was tied into Newcastle shipbuilding quite a lot of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, obviously, you'd see yourself as working class. What was it?
But you've got to be in a union. You've got to join the union. There were no ifs and buts about that.
When you actually took the job?
Yeah, yeah. Otherwise, you couldn't work there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So how did that come about? When you actually went for the job, did the union man come on to you?
Yeah. Because in actual fact, when you had had your interview for your job, union man, you were to talk to him.
Straight after your interview?
Yeah.
Right. And he'd tell you?
Oh, go and find him. Yeah.
Would he be like a foreman?
Yeah. In actual fact, when I fettled a thing, an object, he'd come down and inspect it.
Right.
But that were all over that. That were including foundry area.
Right.
All departments.
What were the unions like? Were they quite...
To be honest with you, only time I had anything to do with him was that one time when we come out on strike and the miners were on strike then.
Right.
But it weren't nothing to do with them.
Right.
What we come out for were overpay.
So it's a straight dispute with the management then?
Yeah. Nothing else. Nothing to do with miners, nothing to do with anybody.
Right. Well, I'm glad you mentioned the miners. I mean, there was a perception of an energy crisis at the time. Obviously, as a steel worker, you're dependent on the energy to run it.
Yeah.
Did that affect you at all?
No. None whatsoever. I mean, we were out for 3 days.
Hmm.
3 days we were back as though nothing had happened. We got us rise. And from then, and I mean, I worked there, 12 years, and everything runs smooth. That was only blip. In 12 years, yeah. But I'd like to point out a fact. As opposed from ordinary furnace, we load and unload maybe, six times a day.
Mm.
We had a German electric furnace. So it was no problem.
So your management had basically invested to keep in progress.
Yeah.
So and the trade unions, did they have a vote? Did you have to?
Yeah. You did have a vote, but the point is you didn't go against them. You cannot go against them, because if you did, you won't work there again.
Right. So a lot of solidarity.
So in other words, if they said, look, we're going on strike, and you said, no, I don't want to, so well, you'll go home then.
Right.
That's how it were.
But there was plenty of work there. I mean,
but there were plenty of work. Yes, I never come out of work.
Yeah, I mean, what?
And I mean, I could work as many hours as I wanted.
There were overtime as well.
Yeah, every day.
Oh right.
And majority. I mean, I didn't used to have a day off. I worked all 7.
Right.
Saturdays and Sundays. So I got no problem. I got money in my pocket. I was a happy man.
Right. Was there a big sense of community?
Yeah. I mean, people knew one another with first names.
Yeah.
And I mean, around you, on different streets, everybody knew everybody.
Right.
And there were a lot of good blokes then as well. Good families. Yeah. Including, there's it, coloureds.
Well, say it, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I worked with a Jamaican.
Yeah.
Called Benny. He were a top bloke. He were good to talk to, good to know. It was a joy.
Well, I'm glad you brought this up. I'm sure you can remember Edith Powell's speech.
Yeah.
On the the famous Rivers of Blood.
Yeah.
Was there a perception of immigration as being a problem?
Not in Rotherham.
Not at all?
No, because you'd only have... You could count on one hand immigrants.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Other than... Now, you'd have Indian, odd Indian families... a lot of Poles, a lot of Latvians, and they were all into engineering working or steelworks.
So you were working with a lot of these people then?
Yeah. I mean, you saw them on a daily basis.
Right.
And it's like old us, when you work in a place, you're going to get to know the man. You have dinner with him.
Yeah.
You have your cup of tea with him. You know what I mean? And of an evening, sometimes, you think, right, I'll go for a beer. And they'd bring their wives, and it'd be a community thing.
So they're basically the same as you?
Yes, exactly. They go to work to earn the money to get a standard of living, which they did. And we did the same. But you met on an evening because you got to be mates.
See, one of the things you said earlier, if I could just take you back to it, is you said that when there was a speech on immigration, you viewed that pretty much as a problem for London.
Yes. It didn't affect up here. I can't ever remember a problem with immigrants, ever. And I'm 65 now.
Yeah.
And it's only last 20 years. That I've...
You know, any real difference at all.
Yeah.
So was London seen as different then?
Of course it were. And it still is. Yeah. That north-south divide. Oh, yeah.
That's a real...
Only thing what that's done is widened.
Right. Yeah, well, I think that's enough, Mr. Webb. Thank you for your time.
Okay. No problem.